This portion of our festivity is dedicated to the religious type singing. In the program that you received for this afternoon's program, you received also a mimeograph sheet of some of the hymns that are more familiar to most of you. We will try and sing four or five of these, and I believe the program starts with Miss Bolton at 3 o'clock. At that time, of course, we'll begin the balance of the program. It's in your regular program. Is Mr. Aubrey Fowler in the congregation? Mr. Aubrey Fowler? How about Mrs. Effie Sistrunk? If either one of these people are here, would you please come up here? I want to see you just a minute, Miss Sistrunk. I went over there looking for you, and I couldn't locate you.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. On the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Thank you. Thelma said it was beautiful. You back her up on it? It's about like Social Security checks and income tax returns. It takes you a long time to get it. Now, having sang and going over several religious hymns in the last 8 years, about 4 weeks ago, I discovered one that I had never heard and decided I liked it. I'm sure that you all know it's number 5, At the Cross. Will you help me sing it?
Repeat the chorus.
Repeat the chorus on this one. Just follow the sheet as it's shown and you won't get fouled up.
And did my Savior plead, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
How many of you attended the program over here last night? Let me see your hands. Well, that's wonderful. We got quite a few who were here. I don't know how many they had at the previous program, but we had a bunch of people here last night. And I decided I'd make an excuse for not being able to sing. But after that young lady from Cuba made the remark she did last night, I'm ashamed to say anything. Because she said she had a cold, but she talked so cute until I'm sure everybody enjoyed seeing her and hearing her talk. But I do apologize for this terrible cold I've got. Hello, Cousin Thelma.
Well, we don't apologize. Let's see if they know that second things are by heart about the call.
I don't know it.
You don't.
Cousin Thelma wants us to sing the second stanza of the song we just did. And if you don't know the words, was it for crimes that I have done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. And then over with the chorus. Let's all try to sing it for Cousin Thelma, will you?
Was it for crimes that I have done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Good. I've asked Cousin Thelma now to sing one for you. You like that?
This is the wrong book. This is not a Baptist book.
They would have never known it if she hadn't told them.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. R.C. Wilkins is pleased to call home at once.
Call the
Monticello Funeral Home. I'm sorry to make this announcement, but it's very urgent, and I'm glad that we can ask for you over the speaker system. Now, I'm so glad to have you here. I'm sure it must have been like this in the old days when people traveled several days from their community to gather to worship in singing and prayer together. And they pitched their tents and they camped. I want all of you to help us with the children. I don't believe the parents turned the children loose. And isn't this wonderful that we have so many people that we just, every chair taken. There do seem to be a few empty chairs in here. Don't hold chairs. and be neighborly and move over so that the people can slip into the aisle chairs. Move over in the stands and make room. It's a funny thing. We don't have anywhere to put our participants. And if you don't keep the aisles cleared, they can't even get up here to perform for you. Now, we are going to try to follow the program as planned. You know, someone told me about two women who hitched up a team of oxen for the first time. And by hook or crook, they got them hooked up to the wagon tongue, but they wouldn't gee or haul. And finally, the daughter said, Mama, they won't go because we've got them hitched wrong side out. And that's the way I am. I was over there. I was on the wrong side. So I couldn't begin to function from that vantage point. And I told Levy that I might have his group come on first. But first things first, and we feel that the first citizens of Florida should be paid special homage and respect. So we've asked the Venerable Reverend Josie Billy to pronounce the invocation. The Reverend Josie Billy from the Big Cypress Reservation. His friend, Albert Devane, is bringing him forward. The mic right in the middle.
I want you to speak. No, you. You ready? Go ahead and give it your native tongue. Your language. The invocation. Okay. You say it in your native tongue, native language. In your language, the prayer.
Let us all bow our heads.
Amasama sagai sitima pohonal se himanistake yate unmekai kharna na usra kegma sikami tuna base sut umenta gote yo bala no sutum de ahe ay kayam kin ko sa pekma pohon le stum hokma aposni sa sagat apon ka hila sa sate ayata sungot yakne ta fok sokam momen opan ko hante mo rasi opahona me smayagan. I'm going to give him song a little bit.
No.
I can.
No.
Right, that's all.
And let's withhold our applause until a more fitting time. Now, if I skip something, I just won't comment. You know that for some reason or other, they aren't here. It is a special privilege to have the Alachua, the Achakatee Lodge dance team from the Alachua chapter, Order of the Era, here to show us the Hopi sacred ritual. And I'm going to ask their leader to come forward and take charge. Please identify yourself.
I am Mr. Gathercole. I work with Mr. Bothwell with the Order of the Arrow Indian Dancers of Achakatee Lodge. We have most of the lodge here, the Indian dancers. We represent all of North Florida Council. The Alachua chapter is only part of it. We also have boys here from Chahamani chapter, from Jacksonville Beach, and three or four of the other chapters, the chanting team from, I should remember the name, I can't. Mohawk District. Now, we will attempt to put on the Hopi Mixed Kachina dance for you today. Last week we participated in the state 6E conference area meet in Sebring against all the lodges in the state. With this dance we took first place championship. We're hoping and praying that we can go to national at the University of Illinois in August. The boys have worked hard. These costumes are all made by them. Costumes are all made authentically. We take it from the Bureau of Ethnology. We do a lot of Indian lore studying, and the boys that work on this work hard. This is extra work that they do other than their regular scouting program. We put on this 6E conference once a year, and we're very happy to say we have been 5 years the underdog to Miami, but we beat them this year. And when you go into this competition, it's rough. So I think North Florida should be real proud of these boys. I'm sure you'll enjoy the show that they put on for you today. Now the chanters will come out now, and we'll start with the dance. We have chanting all through our dance, and these are the regular chants of the Hopi Indian. They will start with a chant calling the Hopi gods from the mountains. This ceremony goes on for 7 weeks, and in the last day of the ceremony, it is a mixed Kachina dance. And all the Kachina cults that dance through the 7 weeks send one representative to the mixed Kachina dance. I'd like you to take particular interest in the type of Kachina. The Kachina are the ones wearing the big mask on their heads. They always dance with a maiden, but we were unable to have all of our maidens here. Maidens are danced by boys, always in Indian lore. The men do the dancing, the women stay in the sidelines. So we'll attempt to put this on for you now. Thank you. What he's doing at the present time is sprinkling what is called sacred corn. The ground must be sacred before the Kachina dance can go on. And this is the lead or Father Kachina. You may wonder about the antics of the two boys in black with the silly hats on. They represent the high priests of the Kachinas. And they are, in this ceremony, buffoons or clowns. Kashari, in Navajo language, means clown. And that is why they do all this silly acting with all the Kachinas. This is the only time during the ceremony that they are allowed to play the part of a clown. And all these masks that you saw, these are religious masks. This is a highly religious ceremony, which is the last part of their harvest ceremonies. And thank you very much.
You know, it's always a woman's privilege to change her mind. Now, we just have to have those seats that the people at the back of the stage are sitting on. And while we are sort of getting them out, would it be better to let A.W. Leedy bring his group on, please? Because they need to get back to their churches. Remember that the beautiful spirituals that we love and sing, and there are hundreds of them, are the American Negroes' contribution to our folk music. The only original body of American folk music. And it's always a pleasure to have this fine group here to sing for us. They are a community group, the Trinity Methodist Church Choir. And they are going to sing two fine spirituals under the direction of this their supervisor of music for Columbia County, A.W. Leavy.
As I dream of my heavenly home. On I know that I'm going there someday. Maybe morn, night or noon, I don't know just how soon. But I'm singing up my timber every day. Yes, I'm singing my timber up to heaven every day. That my mansion he prepared there for me. Why I'm sending up my timber every day. Jesus died on his suffered for you and for me, that our soul unworthy might live. If you seen a something there every night on thee, you will live. I'm sending my timber up to heaven
every day,
that my mansion he'll prepare there for me. I'm sending up my timber every day.
I couldn't hear nobody pray.